Here's the 0-1 on Matthew. Swinging a line drive to right. That's a base hit. Sox lead as scoring from third base with no problem with the go-ahead run. And I mean, that was a rocket to right. Home is Yomer Sanchez, and the White Sox lead 5-4 here in the 11th.
White Sox Weekly, 720 WGN. Hope you're having a great Saturday. Let's bring in our guys waiting patiently. He's doing a really cool thing this week.
Coming on to Imagine Dragons.
He's a borderline regular on White Sox Weekly. Matt Davidson, who's going to be the opening day starter this year. Is that in the cards here, Matt? I was talking to Ricky, who apparently got a contract extension, and I was mentioning, why not Davidson for opening day? What do you think?
Hey, I like it, man. I mean, you know, might as well do the little opener thing. You know, I'm going to try to do a little long toss program, so maybe I could go more than one inning.
Well, Matt, there's a lot of Sox fans at the beginning thought, well, you know, that was fun, that was cool, nobody got, you know, nobody scored. But now there's a lot of Sox fans going, how cool is this? You know, one of our best sluggers can also pitch. What is the likelihood that you will get an opportunity to be, you know, a regular, you know, coming out of the bullpen or something like that, and still play in the games on the other days?
You know, right now it's completely up in the air right now. So, you know, hopefully, I think a good sign would be able to probably just get some innings in spring training. You know, I think if that doesn't happen, I don't, you know, I think that, that's probably a sign. But, you know, I'm, like I said, I'm getting myself ready, like I usually do every year with hitting and you know, working out and getting ready to play defense and all that stuff. And then, you know, I'm just adding that the pitching side on to it as well.
So that is real. You actually are adding in a long toss program for yourself to have a little bit more arm strength coming into spring training?
Yeah, you know, and I think before I die, I want to throw 95, you know. So regardless, I want to be able to see if I can hit that. So, you know, I think that would be a fun thing to do. And that's just only going to help my arm defensively as well, you know. So there's really no negative thing that could come out of it. You know, it's going to get me in shape. It's going to make me run a little bit more, get my cardio up. And I really see no negative thing in doing any of that.
So hold on a second here. You said 95. Last year, weren't you hitting 90, 91? I mean, it's not that big of a jump. I feel like that's almost within reach.
Hey, give me a break. I got 92.
Okay. So, I mean, 3 miles an hour for a guy, you know, you're a professional athlete, major talent. You haven't been focusing on pitching. Now you're going to start doing long toss. I don't know, 93, 94, 95. I feel like that's possible.
Yeah. You know, I hope so. Do you have any tips for me?
Well, now we're in uncharted water here. I appreciate the opportunity. I would just, you know, it's just all about being loose, Matt. Just be loose. Just feel the flow. What do you think of that?
I like it. I like it. I like that a lot. Forgive me if you hear a little chime. I'm listening to my corrections. I'm on the road right now. I just got done getting some hitting done, so forgive that noise.
It's okay.
That's okay. You know, the rest of us have, like, GPSs. I actually believe that you have a guy in your car telling you when to turn.
Yeah, I got an old school map.
Oh.
I remember when going to tournaments when we were younger, when we'd have to print out like MapQuest.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was the deal.
I remember my wife is a big map person. I think that she used to date Rand McNally. What have your teammates that are pitchers told you? Are they like pro the Davidson, you know, hitter pitcher thing? Or are they telling you, dude, you're never going to do it? What do you get from your mates?
I think everybody gets a kick out of it. You know, I think they enjoyed it. You know, like I've said before and some other stuff, you know, I'm not trying to take anybody's job or impede on that or make pitching seem like, an easy thing to do whatsoever, but you know, I think they wouldn't mind not having to warm up or go into a game, you know, up 5 or 6 runs or whatever like that. You know, I mean, sometimes guys maybe aren't as sharp coming in later in games, like the blowout games like that. You know, and you know, because they're not expecting the pitch, and why not throw me in there and save those chances for them? So you know, I think strategically it can be, it can work really well, and I think the guys would enjoy it and save their arms a little bit.
White Sox slugger and pitcher Matt Davidson on White Sox Weekly with at the Carm and Hey Tweet Harry. Here's what we need to do, Matt Carm. We need to get Rob Manfred and explain to him that at the All-Star Weekend, they have to add an event, combo, home run derby, and pitching. And Matt Davidson will win.
It's not bad.
Yeah, you know, hey, who knows? It might end up, you know, it might end up doing stuff like that. Like, I think, I seriously think in the next 5 years, I think there's going to be a lot more two-way guys.
So do I.
I think Ohtani busted the door open, and he proved that he could do it. And I think there's a lot of other guys, you know, other than me that can do it, you know, and I'm sure, you know, I mean, there's a lot of guys that are even being drafted right now that are kind of college or, you know, that are really good doing both big things, and some clubs are kind of letting them do a little bit of both, you know. I even know, you know, a guy, you know, I played with in high school, Aaron Hicks, the center fielder for the Yankees. I mean, that guy could throw like a 98 off the mound. You know, he was doing that in high school. So, you know, I think a lot of guys can do it both ways, and, you know, we'll see. It would be really cool. I think the fans will really enjoy it, too. You know, I know the Sox fans, you know, I think they were also laughing, too, and enjoying it after a rough game. But I think they really enjoyed me coming in and kind of seeing that. You know, I think fans are coming for a show, and, you know, we want to give that to them.
So let me get this straight. Aaron Hicks, switch hitter, could throw 95 off the mound. That's a pretty good athlete right there. But to your point, and I've said this a ton, Matt, and I could never get any buy-in on it, but the best players in high school, they were the pitchers, and they hit 500.
Yeah.
And I know that it's different, and it's all you the higher up you go, it's harder and harder to do. But like most times, you guys did everything. You guys were the best players. You threw the hardest. You hit it the farthest. And so I mean, I just think and if you could throw in
and they dated the hottest girls.
Throw that in there too. Sure, fine. But you also throw in the way baseball's going with less innings from starters, more in the bullpen. Guys are getting taxed. It makes sense that you would want guys like perhaps a Matt Davidson
right.
on your roster.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, it's something, you know, that is really exciting me and you know, given the opportunity kind of just out of the fluke thing, just coming in, you know, when we're losing 10-0 or whatever, pretty cool. I really never thought it would happen. And but, you know, like you said, growing up, I was a pitcher in general. So, like, I never played shortstop. I've actually never played shortstop other than the first time I played shortstop was in AAA when, like, three guys got hurt and we were moving all over the place and stuff like that. So I was a pitcher growing up and then kind of went the other way, you know, where I transitioned into hitting and did that. So, you know, I think everybody has those things. And just like you said, I mean, guys will, you know, you look out to a local game or high school game, guys are, you know, they're hitting 3 for 4 and then coming in and closing the game, some stuff like that. So, you know, Mike Lorenzen, I guarantee you that guy, he had a couple homers this year, pinch hitting and stuff. I mean, he could play both ways too. He was a center fielder at Cal State Fullerton. And, you know, now he's pitching the big league. So,
yeah, and sometimes pitchers are really good hitters. But by the way, you're driving right now in California. Can you see the wildfires from where you're at, Matt?
You know, not actually where I went to hit today. It was in Santa Clarita, which is really close to where all those fires are. I saw a fire on the side of the freeway driving here. It was burning the whole side of the mountain, and they almost had it out though. So, you know, it's something. You hate to see, and, you know, hopefully everybody's staying safe and, you know, they're getting under control. But it's something really weird, you know, being from Southern California. I mean, coming up through here, there's been some really bad fires. I remember playing some tournaments and stuff when the skies are just black. You know, it's just a really weird feeling. And, you know, hopefully they get those out here soon.
Yeah, no doubt.
Matt, just the other day, Rick Hahn said that he had long ago signed Ricky Renteria, your manager, to an extension, and he didn't feel the need to mention it to anybody because no one ever asked him about it. Did you and the other guys in the clubhouse know that Ricky had been extended?
No, we didn't, you know. you know, but just kind of how he was talking, you know, into the future and obviously and all his plans and stuff, you know, we just kind of obviously kind of thought it was going to happen anyways, you know, regardless. But I think that, you know, it's a great move for the White Sox. And you know, Ricky's a great manager. We all love him. And so does this front office and everything like that. And, you know, this year was a really tough year. And, you know, I'm glad that they're giving him an opportunity, you know, to just build, you know, build and get better than that, you know, because obviously, you know, from Ricky's standpoint, you know, I mean, you never want to be a manager to do that, you know. So, you know, us as players, we really want to, you know, not put, you know, put a lot better season on his record. So we're glad to be able to have him back.
You've got an event that you're going to be a part of on Tuesday, but before we get to that, have you seen these rumors that the White Sox perhaps are kicking the tires on Bryce Harper?
Yeah, I have. You know, I've been kind of paying attention to that. So I think this free agent winter is going to be a pretty crazy one. What do you guys got on it?
Well, I got that you guys have a lot of money available, and you're trying to win a World Series, and guys like Bryce Harper and Manny Machado don't become available all the time. And, I mean, my personal take, knowing absolutely nothing, is that it doesn't surprise me that the White Sox are in there. I don't know if you obviously have no idea if you get them, but to me it makes sense.
So, Matt, as a Major League ball player, the Phillies are said to be offering him, you know, the entire state of Pennsylvania. Yeah. You know, it's cool for you guys that are all, like, coming up together, that you see what's ahead in the future. But if you're a guy like Bryce Harper who's tasted the playoffs and hasn't won, are you more likely to go to the Phillies who seem ready to compete this year for the World Series? Or will he say, hey, I want to be with the White Sox because I like the way they're doing it, and eventually they're the team?
Yeah, you know, I think that's kind of the question that, you know, I think he's trying to figure out, you know. You know, I think he's had so many accolades. He's made All-Star games. He's done all this stuff. You know, you think the winning part is what he wants now, you know. So I think that the White Sox will do a great job of, you know, putting that out there and showing him that it is not too far away. And, you know, all those pictures on Instagram I've been seeing, you know, him in White Sox uniforms, he looks pretty good in it. So we'll see what happens.
They supposedly put his jersey on top of the Jordan statue. I mean, if I'm a player, that is creative marketing right there. I don't know if Brooks Boyer or whoever gets the credit for that, but that's a thumbs up.
Yeah, I bet they're working on as much as they can. You know, I mean, but who doesn't look good in a White Sox uniform, right?
There you go.
Hey,
if he comes here, by the way,
yeah,
you got challenged then, Matt, for best hair on the team.
Oh yeah, he's, you know, he probably has me beat, but. You know, I'm trying to step up my game a little bit. I'm going to a barber, like, now. I'm not just going to, like, a Great Clips or something like that. You know, I'm going to an actual barber that does it all up, straight razor and all that crazy stuff. So I'm enjoying it. So I might have I'm going to try to get a really good picture this year.
A guy who I believe you were with in Arizona is also rumored to be on the Sox radar, Patrick Corbin. Would you welcome Patrick Corbin on your starting staff?
Oh yeah, that guy's a great pitcher. You know, I'm glad I wouldn't have to face a slider. Great slider, and I think he could, like, 360 dunk a basketball too. So I think he wouldn't mind being, you know, in the aura of the Chicago Bulls either. You know what I mean? So you know, we would love to have him on the staff, no doubt.
Hey, what are you paying for that new cut? I'm trying to get a feel for, like, guys. I got, well, because when you leave the Great Clip Supercut world, then of a sudden now you're getting a big time cut. It's painful to the wallet, right, Matt?
Yeah, a little bit more. You know, I think I'm around $40.
Okay. So you didn't go
it's not
up.
It's not too bad. You know, I don't do anything crazy. But I don't know. I'm thinking about bleaching my hair blonde. What do you, like, really bleach? Everybody thinks I bleach it already, which is not the truth. I you know, it's all natural. My blonde hair, my beard is just really dark.
Really?
But I'm thinking about going full bleach blonde. What do you think?
I mean, I thought you were already doing it. I'd like to see it.
Oh, my God.
Dude, purple.
No.
Purple.
Purple?
Purple.
No, no, no. Go or go combo. But I think you would look natural and sweet all at the same time.
All right. Well, maybe we should do like a little Twitter poll and see whatever which one, and I'll do it.
I'm doing it right now. Hey, Tweet Harry, 24 hours.
All right.
We need two choices. What are two choices?
Do it or don't do it, or do you want to throw another color in?
No, let's do. It has to be bleach. Like I'm gonna bleach it like straight blonde bleach, like white. Like, yeah, my hair now is natural. My hair now is not bleached whatsoever. So, but every time I go to a stadium, including ours, if somebody yells at me, "Nice blonde tips" or "Nice bleached tips."
Harry's got this under control. Hey,
and you were probably one of them.
Yeah, no, I was. I mean, I always thought you were just put a little flair in there. I appreciated it. Like that's the look. Let's go. Hey, what's going on Tuesday at your old your alma mater for high school, Yucaipa High School? Am I saying that correctly? You and Dylan Covey, Tyler Saladino, Danny Farquhar is going to be there. Michael Kopech's coming, and some others as well. What do you got going on out in Cali?
Yeah, so it's our third annual game. We go back. When I was in high school, I was a part of the Best Buddies program there, you know, for as much as I could be with baseball and stuff going on. So, you know, me and my wife like to go back and put on a little game for all the Best Buddy kids there. There's about 65 of them, and we go and play like a wiffle ball baseball game with them and then feed them afterwards. So, really enjoy it. I had a great time last year. All the guys that came last year pretty much are coming back. They enjoyed it as well and made some great connections with the kids. And, you know, we go, we give them a T-shirt, go hang out, you know, give them some nice food. That's all donated from the city of Yucaipa. So really enjoy going back to Yucaipa where I'm from. And it's a really small town, great baseball community. And they love giving back to, you know, community people and all that kind of stuff. So really excited for that on Tuesday, like you said. And, you know, just trying to get back and, you know, just trying to pay it forward. You know, I think through my career and through the city of Yucaipa has really supported me and always supported me through my ups and downs and everything like that. So just trying to support them back and, you know, teach the youth kids that it's always good to come back home. So I'm really excited about that.
It says here that you're going to help kids do their homework. Were you a good student?
I was, but I was only a good student because I wanted a baseball scholarship, and everybody tells you that you need to have a good GPA, so that's really why I did it. I didn't totally enjoy it, but, you know, sometimes you have to make some sacrifices for things you want, you know, so I think I had like a 3.6, a 3.8 GPA, so it was pretty good, and got me accepted into USC, so that was good enough, and then I ended up signing, so you know, maybe that's something we could throw in next year as we, I'll do your homework for you.
That's awesome.
Hey, Matt, great to talk to you, my brother. Appreciate you. And good luck with the event on Tuesday and the off-season programs. We look forward to, if we don't talk to you, we'll see you at spring training.
And we're putting this out on Hey Tweet Harry. Should Matt _ Davidson 24 bleach his hair white, right, or keep it the beautiful blonde that it is?
Yes, I love it. Yeah, and we'll do it, and then I'll send a picture out, depending on what happens.
Awesome. All right, Matt, good to talk to you. Thanks for coming on.
Work on that.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Sure, work on that
Our
knuckle
pleasure.
Curve.
I am. I'm going to start throwing one here in about a week and a half, too.
Awesome. See you, Matt.
See you, guys.